These wheels got at least another 1,000 miles to go. For taste your red wine kisses and...
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rage Rowdy Podcast. You're here this week with Nikki T as our host and Mr. Carlton Anderson.
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day to do this.
Dude, thanks for walking through the rain and showing up at the club, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Carlton is on, he's here. We're here at Tequila Cowboy here in Pittsburgh, which had done some other podcasts at. And Carlton is playing here on a Thursday night and got a run this weekend through some other Tequila Cowboys.
Yeah, man, we're going to Columbus and then Lansing, Michigan. So it'll be a good time. It's first time in Pittsburgh, man. So I'm glad that we were able to link up. I've been following along for a while, so it's cool.
Absolutely, dude, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what's going on in your world right now. So you dropped the EP. So you dropped your first single, and then we just got the next two songs in the EP.
Yeah, man, I'm excited about that. We had Drop Everything at radio last year, and we were riding that all over the country promoting that, and then we were able to put out some new music, two new songs, Country Music Made Me Do It and Keep Abilene Beautiful, January 11th of this year. So that was a good way to start out the year, and riding those out and seeing the reaction of those on these shows we've been playing, and it's been fun. Just excited to keep that thing going, you know? Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I can tell you that when the EP came out, it really opened my eyes even more, because one song, sometimes you can't, you know, get an idea. This song, or is this how this guy's is? And I had not listened to your EP that you had released back in 2014 before.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
So
that was, dude, and I took that down, I guess the one we put out a while back, and it's cool to see how far we've come, and you know, same sound, fiddles and steel guitars and stuff. It's just that's the country music I know how to make, so that's what we're doing, and excited to be with a label that allows us to do that and supports what we're doing. You know, and we're just out here making it happen, man. So yeah, it's I know what you mean. Sometimes, you know, somebody will put out a song and then, you know, comes back and it doesn't, maybe they all don't sound the same,
or
there's not a linear, you know, there's not a line that goes through all of them, I guess. But this is what you get, I guess. We had, you know, country music's another upbeat kind of barroom, you know, anthem kind of thing, like Drop Everything. And then with Abilene, it kind of shows the other side that we can get more than a beer raised in the air. You know, we can make you dance and hold your phones or lighters up or whatever, you know. So that I was excited about getting that out, just to show the other side of what we can do.
Yeah, my first show I caught you at was at CMA Fest this year.
Yeah,
in the HGTV lounge.
Yeah, man.
That Raiders Round style.
Yeah,
it was,
dude,
really cool.
That was so cool, because I actually was playing at the bar across the street from there for like 6 years, and I watched them build that thing every single year.
Yeah.
And it was noisy as hell, man, when you're trying to play and they're just like hammering, nailing that thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I got to be the annoying one last year and get to play in there and make a lot of noise. So it was cool, man. It was a good full circle moment for me.
It was a really cool round. If you guys don't know, HGTV is at CMA Fest, which is in June, we talked about before. And that stage you apply to win tickets to. And you can apply and try to get into a really small show, which is a neat experience.
And it was that was the first time I shared the stage with Tennille Towns and Mitchell Tenpenny, and Rachel Walmack was there as well, and just a bunch of great Sony artists for sure.
It was really cool. I was covering the event and I saw that.
Yeah,
that's first time I've ever saw you in person.
Oh wow, man!
I'd seen your video you did with Greywood.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude.
Like in the creek.
yeah, man. Yeah.
Which was really neat video.
Doing some Glen Campbell. That was somewhere in Tennessee. And he was like, man, this looks like a good spot to do a video. So we ran cords and there was like a little perched up rock that everything was able to stay dry on. It just worked out. It was cool though, man. I wouldn't have done it, you know, naturally, but that's a good dude. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's I've seen some other videos he's done. He always has interesting,
great stuff.
Places.
He's been working with my buddy Ian Munsick. You know Ian.
Yep,
so
absolutely.
Ian's hell of a talent. I mean, he can play every instrument under the sun, and he's a hell of a singer too. But him and Greywood have been doing a lot of stuff together. That's actually how I met him.
Okay.
So
Yeah, I know Ian through social media as well.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, he kills it, man. Yeah. He's great at it. I try to – it's like my goal to be as good as him, you know. He's so damn good at it.
Yeah, so let's talk about – you said you were played for 6 years over at the Honky Tonk across the street from there.
Yeah, man. And if we weren't there, we were out on the road, you know, and I played a lot in Texas before moving to Nashville, you know, just trying to hone my craft, and I just kept honing it, playing downtown and, you know, in bars for drunk people. You know, you have to do it, I guess. That's my path anyways, and everybody's kind of got their own path, and mine's just kind of been the scenic route, I guess, the barroom route, you know, and we're rocking and rolling in those and having a good time. And so a lot of experience came from playing those shows, you know, those 4-hour cover shows, trying to sneak in an original if you can, hopefully. Yeah. Not driving out the crowds and all that. But the good thing about Swinging Doors, the place I played, was I didn't have to play all the top 40 stuff. I could play whatever I wanted, and
right.
Which was always, you know, country music. And, you know, so I was thankful for that they didn't try to, you know, say, hey, you got to play this or you got to play that or you can't play this, can't play that. They were really cool about it.
And you moved to Nashville for college, right? Went to Belmont?
Yeah, well, I moved for music, man, but college allowed me to have a roof over my head for a little while I got my bearings. And, you know, I didn't know anybody when I moved to Nashville, and it was, you know, it's a completely different place from where I'm from. And, I mean, it's literally in every sense of the word. I mean, it's a different place. And so I'm still getting accustomed to it every day. I mean, I've been there for 7 years and I'm still trying to fit in, you know what I mean? Or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm not trying to fit in, but it's like, yeah, it's a heck of a place, man. But yeah.
So let's talk about, you got your pub deal back in 2015, right?
Yeah, man. Thankfully. Yeah. With Warner Chapel, and I was still in school. So I was very thankful that we were able to get that done. And I had a plan for at least the next 2 or 3 years after I got out of college, you know, so that was always good.
Got some
That's what I moved there for, was to, you know, get a publishing deal and a record deal and all that. So it was cool that I was able to do that while I was still in school, because, you know, you never know if it'll ever happen. So I'm just thankful that Warner Chapel, you know, took a chance on me, for sure.
Yeah.
It's been a great partnership. I love everybody at that company. They're great people.
And songwriting, at that time when you started, were you mostly writing songs for other people, or were you cutting stuff for yourself mostly?
When I signed, I mean, it's going to sound crazy. Now you're going to make me sound crazy, but it's like I split it. I've got like two sides, you know. I've got the songwriting side, and then I've got the artist side. And you know, if the songwriter writes something that the artist likes, then I'm going to do – you know what I mean? I'm going to do something with it. I just – it's hard for me to – I always come in with an idea or an angle or something or direction of where we're going to take the song, or, you know, at least try to. But I have a hard time trying to manipulate a song for me. You know, it's just going to come out natural.
Right.
And if, you know, the truth's in it and, you know, I've got a little piece of me in it, then that song's going to work for me. And, you know, sometimes you write songs that you write and, you know, they're awesome songs, but they don't speak to you. So pitch them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I've been thankful, you know, I had a couple cuts, and I got one on Cody Johnson's new album that he just put out,
Dude,
I'm excited about. I couldn't be more happy. Track 10, Where Cowboys Are King, is probably one of my favorite songs I've ever written. And, man, just played the fire out of that song for so long. You know, I wrote it with a guy named Wynn Varble and another guy named Bryce Long, two of my cowboy buddies, and they really helped me craft a good one on that one. And but yeah, you know, I respect Cody so much.
Yeah.
It's like he came from you know, right down the road in Huntsville.
Oh.
I'm from Cypress, so, you know, about an hour away from me, and in Texas, and been listening to him for so long, and this being his first album, you know, on a major release, it's cool. It was cool to be a part of that, a really country album, you know. It was something to be really proud of, you know, for me, for sure. So
Yeah, it's great seeing that, especially a Texas guy getting on a
I know. It's cool, and he's breaking the barrier, I feel like. You know, he's bridging the gap, which is long overdue, and I think he's doing a great job with that. And I was just happy that that song spoke to him. I mean, it's so funny, you know, we cut that song. That's one that I wrote that I would have cut, you know what I'm saying? I would have cut that song for myself. But I sent it in to, when I pitched it, I was like, hey, you know, give this to George Strait, of course, you know, if he wants it, or, you know, Cody Johnson, if he wanted it, but that's it. Like, I won't give that up. I won't give it up for anybody except for, you know, maybe those two guys or three people.
Right.
And thankfully, you know, Cody was, it spoke to him, I guess, so he cut it, man. But, you know, it's been great partnership with Warner Chappell, man. They've kept me around for a couple of years, so I'm thankful for it.
Yeah.
It's definitely kept the lights on, man. God.
Well, that's it. I think some people don't realize how hard it is to get that pub deal. And then when you get that, it's like, all right, I got a little bit of walking around money now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sweet thing being able to have that, and in a industry where everything is so open ended, it's not like we're working construction or something where, you know, at the end we're gonna have you've got your songs that you can sing, but now so much of the mark of success for a song is it being a single, and if it's not a single, then, you know, success and failure, they're kind of the two names that get thrown around a lot, you know what I'm saying? So if it's not one, it's the other a lot of times. And so it's so damn awesome to just even have an opportunity, you know, to have your hat have your name in the hat, and, you know, just have some skin in the game. It's cool, man. So I don't ever take it for granted, that's for sure.
And then let's talk about when you got your deal with Sony. That's a
that was awesome. We started working together 2016 doing a developmental thing, and then we turned in some music early last year, and they freaked out about it and got this thing rolling, and that's, you know, they put out Drop Everything pretty immediately once we signed the deal, which was, you know, kind of sent my world into a whirlwind. It was cool. It was a hell of an experience, and it was a lot of fun, and really opened up a lot of doors, and just kind of was a soft introduction, I guess, to a lot of people for what we're doing and what we're coming with. Like you said, you know, you heard one song and you don't really know what the rest is, so we were able to put some more out with Arista, and just kind of, you know, letting you know the music that we're making and what we're coming with, you know.
Yeah.
So that's always my goal, you know. If you can't really pick up physical copies anymore, but if you're going to go and, you know, either pick up a physical album or click on my music or whatever, I always want you to know what you're getting right away, you know, and never going to trick you. You're always going to get good country music, and it's going to be something you can dance to, something you can laugh and smile and cry and remember and forget, all that good stuff that country music was for me. That's what I'm putting in my music, so that's kind of my what would that be, your mission statement or something like that? You know
mantra.
What I mean? That's kind of my thing. It's like, man, I when you go to find my music, I want you to be able to count on it and know what you're getting, you know. So that's what we're doing.
And a lot of the music I love the most is that similar vein,
you know,
that steel guitar.
Man,
about.
I love it. There's room for everybody in country music, and there's room for everybody. It's amazing, and, you know, I'm happy that this sound is getting a chance, because it's the only sound I really know how to make, you know, and if I try to do anything else, it would just kind of, I'd probably get laughed out of Nashville, and they wouldn't let me go back to Texas. So, man, I'm just making the music I know how to make, and I'm glad that people are responding to it the way they are, so it's awesome.
Yeah, there's a crew of you guys coming up now.
Oh, yeah, man.
I know Drew Parker is in a similar vein.
Dude, I love Drew. Hell of a voice. Yeah. My goodness, that dude's got a voice. We actually met in California. In 2014 during The Voice, and then kind of reconnected, you know, a couple years later once he moved to Nashville and everything. And dude, that dude's got a hell of a voice.
Yeah,
he's gonna go far for sure.
And guys like William Michael Morgan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
even
man.
Even John Party, similar vein.
It's I'm thankful, man. It's awesome because, you know, it takes people like John Party and yep. the people with the platform to make a statement, you know, for the rest of us to have a chance, you know, because I can stand here all day long and say, you know, y'all should be listening to this or y'all should be listening to that. But if John Party says it, you're going to listen. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to listen to me, but you'll listen to him. So it takes people like that for people like me to really have an opportunity. So I'm really thankful that, hell, he's making the music he's making, which is great. I'm pumped for that new record.
Me too.
All I've heard around town is that it's just going to be the countryest thing you've ever heard, and it's awesome. You know?
I got to hear a couple of the songs. He's
playing
a few out.
Oh, yeah?
So I've got, you know.
Did you go to the Burning, was it the Burning Man tour, or was it?
I was at that show. I was at one of those shows, yeah.
Okay.
And
okay.
I caught him this summer as well. And then also there's just, of course, YouTube videos
yeah. oh,
that
dude,
people
yeah.
put out,
oh,
which
yeah.
I'm all about.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Just finding bootleg stuff that people recorded
that's,
just
dude,
to hear
that's
song.
Something I've noticed. We haven't been able, you know, I've only been able to put out 3 songs so far, but we've done a big radio tour and played, you know, tonight we're going to play 10 songs that, you know, 3 of them are out. The other 7 aren't, you know, and that's something I'm noticing. People will find it.
Yep.
They're going to find it, you know, if it's out there, they're going to find it, which I think is really cool. Just to know that people are willing to even go look for new music like that, you know? I mean, that's all you can ask for. I love it.
It's a different time than it used to be. Like, you know, you're not making as much money off records, but the ability to get your music out to people is quicker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, man, which is amazing. I love hearing both sides of the quarter on that one, because I've got buddies that I write with that were here, you know, in the 90s when everything was rocking and rolling, and then, you know,
and an album cut got you enough money.
Yeah, crazy stuff, man. But hey, I'm just thankful that I wasn't, you know, this isn't the right word, but you could get a little spoiled by that. So I'm happy that we're in a time where, you know, it's, you really got to want it, I guess, to be doing it. You really got to want it. So it's cool. It makes it fun.
And I think sound-wise for you, it's kind of neat hearing that authentic country sound. You can hear the Texas in you. You hear the George Strait, you know.
Man, it's what I was raised on, and like I said, really the only music I know how to do. And you know, coming from Texas, that's kind of, you're just surrounded by that sound, you know. Willie Nelson's guitar and George Strait singing about a heartbreak. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dude, that's in your blood, and it's that's just, you know, that's. It's hard to get away from that stuff, so I never wanted to. So that's just kind of what we're doing, and it's been a lot of fun.
So you recently had your Opry debut.
Yeah, dude. Oh my goodness. Nothing like walking out on the stage at the Ryman. I really, you know, playing downtown for so long, I always walked by the Ryman and rubbed my hands on it, and you know, thought, you know, I'm doing all this so one day I'm playing in these places so one day I can play in a place like that. And it was, you know, so fulfilling and just so rewarding finally being able to step on that stage and have a reason to be there, you know. It's like, man, I'm making my debut. Like, this is – it was like a coming to, I guess, you know, kind of a thing. And I just, like I said, like 125 years of history just hit me right in the chest when I walked out on that stage, and you just kind of look at the grandstand and the stained glass windows and all that kind of stuff, and it's just like, man, I don't know how you don't get emotional and how you don't feel that. I mean, that's the power right there of music, I think, and there's a few places that can do that. That's one of them. So, man, it was a hell of a night, and they gave me a standing ovation, which, you know, you have no idea how much it cost us to pull that off. We had to pay everybody in there to stand up, man. No, it was cool, though. I was still walking off stage. Larry Gatlin was like, "Where the hell are you going?" He said, "When they stand up like that, you just stand there and let them stand up." So I walked back out, and we kind of redid it. It was funny. It was so cool, man. But I'll never forget it, man. I'm looking forward to the next time we get to do it again, you know.
And being from Texas, a venue that I know has a ton of history that I think probably is almost like a Ryman or same prestige almost is Green Hall.
Oh, yeah, man. God, what a place. Just a dance hall. I mean, that's just what it is. Beer in the front and then a big old dance floor and a stage. I mean, it's perfect. I don't know how else to put it. And it's in one of the most beautiful parts of Texas. Green, Texas is outside of San Antonio, right in the hill country. And, you know, the river runs right next to it, and, you know, and right through there. So it's a beautiful place. And yeah, Green Hall. I've had the opportunity to play there one time with Pat Green. And, man, that's going to, you know, I want that to be a tour stop. You know what I'm saying? I want to say that, you know, hey, I'm playing a show at Green Hall now. You know, I mean, that's just one of those places. It's like, you know, like you said, yeah, it's like a Ryman type deal. It's just one of those places, but hell of a place. Willie Nelson actually has like his own little chicken wire gate because there's no like green room, there's no backstage, there's no nothing. So you actually have to walk through the crowd to get to the stage.
Okay.
So it's super old school. It's pretty cool. But yeah, so Willie, I guess the legend is that Willie busted a hole in the back. It's there. I mean, you can sure see it. So that's his little back door, I guess.
That's one of those venues that if you're a music fan, that's a bucket list.
Oh,
to go
yeah,
see a show
dude,
at.
Yeah, yeah. And it just it sounds great. I mean, still, I mean, it's just it's nothing like you'd expect it. I mean, it's a little small place, but it's awesome.
So we got some big shows coming up for you. I know you're out on the road with Old Dominion.
Yeah, we've got four dates with Old Dominion. I'm really excited about that. Those are going to be our kind of first arena shows, you know, as a band. So it'll be exciting. We've really been looking forward to that for a long time. We're going to be playing Casper, Wyoming. We're playing in Colorado, Mississippi, and we're going to be playing in not Indiana. What's the other one?
Iowa?
Is it Indiana? I'm drawing a blank. I'm messing my states up, but I'm pretty sure it starts with an I, and it's north. It's north of Tupelo, Mississippi. So we've got four dates with Old Dominion. We're doing Stagecoach, which will be my first time doing that. I think we're doing some acoustic stage out there, but it's just going to be good to get out there for the first time and experience that.
That's a big festival.
So it'll be fun, and it'll be like once again kind of a stepping stone thing, and you know, just good thing is the ball's rolling in the right direction, and that's all you can ask for in this business, and you just hold on when it starts to roll a little faster, you know. So we're rolling in the right direction, and we're getting excited for those shows. Like I said, the Old Dominion shows will be our first arena shows, and they're 25 minutes. So, I mean, it's just going to be power sets. You know, we're used to doing long sets.
Right.
25 minutes is a flash, so it's going to be really exciting, and I'm probably going to just, you know, pour out all my energy that I've got on those. So it's going to be a lot of fun, but we're looking forward to it.
Well, tell people where they can follow you on social media.
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I don't tweet too much. I'm trying to get better at it, but so don't expect too much. But Carlton Anderson, it's very easy to find. You can find all my tour dates at carltonandersonmusic.com. Check out the music anywhere you find your music. You can find me, and please stay tuned, and I hope to make it to y'all's city soon.
Thanks so much again for
dude, brother.
For
thank
time.
You. Seriously, it's raining its ass off out here, and you walked in the rain with your equipment. So I appreciate you taking the time, man, and waiting for us to sound check too. Not only did you walk in the rain, you waited for us to sound check. So thank you, brother. I appreciate you. I appreciate you, man.
Cool checking out sound check and getting to see all that stuff.
Hell yeah, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, guys, thanks so much for listening. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast, rate us on iTunes, and make sure you follow Carlton on every form of social media. This is Nikki T, and we'll see you in the front row.
Thanks, y'all.
Keep Abilene beautiful, baby. There ain't nothing like you anyway. Keep Abilene beautiful, baby. I'm getting there.
these wheels got at least another 1,000 miles to go. For taste your red wine, kisses ain't slow dance you to the stage.